A definite drowsiness overcame us. Since I saw no good reason to resist the call of sleep, I fell into a heavy doze. I dreamed, one doesn't choose his dreams, that my life had been reduced to the vegetating existence of a simple mollusk. It seemed to me that this cave made up my double-halved shell. Suddenly, Conseil's voice startled me awake. Get up!" shouted the fine lad. "What is it?" I asked, in a sitting position. "The water's coming up to us." I got back on my feet. Like a torrent, the sea was rushing into our retreat, and since we definitely were not mollusks, we had to clear out. In a few seconds, we were safe on top of the cave. "What happened?" Conseil asked. "Some new phenomena?" "Not quite, my friends," I replied. "It was the tide, merely the tide, which well nigh caught us by surprise, just as it did Sir Walter Scott's hero. The ocean outside is rising, and by a perfectly natural law of balance, the level of this lake is also rising. We've gotten off with a mild dunking. Let's go change clothes on the Nautilus." 3/4 of an hour later, we had completed our circular stroll and were back on board. Just then, the crewmen finished loading the sodium supplies, and the Nautilus could have departed immediately. But Captain Nemo gave no orders. Would he wait for nightfall and exit through his underwater passageway in secrecy? Perhaps. Be that as it may, by the next day the Nautilus had left its home port and was navigating well out from any shore, a few meters beneath the waves of the Atlantic. The end of Chapter 10, recorded by West Winds 12.